This is the story of Sleeping Beauty. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. In a faraway land, long ago, lived King Stefan and his fair queen. One day a daughter was born, and they called her Aurora. They named her after the dawn, for she filled their lives with sunshine. From near and far, the people came, bringing their gifts to celebrate the royal birth. The most honored guests were the three good fairies, Fauna, Flora, and Merryweather. Each could give the child a single gift. Flora blessed the child with beauty. Fauna gave the gift of song, that she might sing like a nightingale. Little Merryweather was about to give her gift when suddenly there was a roar of thunder and a gust of wind. A blinding flash of light filled the great hall, and before them stood the evil Maleficent.
Well, King Stefan, I was quite upset at not receiving an invitation. I, too, have a gift to bestow on the child. The princess shall indeed grow in grace and beauty. But before the sun sets on her 16th birthday, she shall prick her finger on the spindle of a spinning wheel and die.
Oh no! The cry rose from every heart. But before anyone could seize Maleficent and make her take back her evil curse, she had vanished in a flash of flame. What a terrible situation. But there was hope. Merryweather still had her gift to give.
Your Majesties, I cannot undo this wicked curse, but I can help.
Merryweather waved her magic wand over the cradle.
Sweet princess, if all this should come to pass, not in death, but just in sleep, the fateful prophecy you will keep, and from this slumber you shall awake, when true love's kiss the spell shall break.
But King Stefan was still fearful for his daughter's life. This does not take away the evil threat. We must take action. Let every spindle and spinning wheel in the country be burned. That night, the countryside was aglow with the light of burning spinning wheels. Meanwhile, the three good fairies were trying to think of a better plan. Merryweather told the others,
"A bonfire won't stop Maleficent. There must be some way we can protect Aurora from that wicked old witch. I know. Let us raise the princess in a secret hiding place. We will keep her safe until her 16th birthday."
Sadly, the king and queen agreed. Disguised as simple peasant women, the three good fairies took the young princess to a tiny cottage deep in the woods. They called her Briar Rose instead of Aurora, and never told her she was a princess. So, for 16 years, the whereabouts of Aurora remained a mystery. On her 16th birthday, Briar Rose was picking berries when she chanced to meet a handsome young man riding in the forest. He was very kind. She was rather shy. She was not supposed to speak with strangers, but Briar Rose felt as if she knew him, for she had often dreamed of meeting someone so charming. She asked him to come to the cottage that evening and meet her family. Then Briar Rose rushed home to tell Flora, Fauna, and Merryweather her happy news. She was falling in love.
Now, turn your cassette over